The Castle of Corrish.
La 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 la. Melusina!
Ah, stop it, Nikki. It's me, Micey.
But you sing really well.
You're right. But you shouldn't go spying through the keyhole.
What do you mean? I just wanted to listen to you.
You probably already know the story of Fair Melusina, who protects the city of Luxembourg. But did you know that Count Siegfried, who fell in love with her, was also Lord of Corrish? He'd made a pact with the devil, who promised to build him a castle on the Bock Crag, with a secret passage to Corrish so that he could live with Melusina, who could not be brought to abandon the Bock. But you never get anything for nothing, and to fulfill his part of the bargain, the Count had to forfeit his soul to the devil. 30 years later came the day of reckoning. Siegfried had invited all his friends to a great feast. The castle was under close guard, and no strangers were allowed to enter. Then, suddenly, at midnight, a black knight as big as a house appeared in the very middle of the hall. The Count barely had time to bid adieu to his friends before the devil seized him by the arm and flew him out of the window. And from that day to this, the tellers of the tales have been at odds. Was it Siegfried's soul that landed in hell, or only his body? Legend or no legend, the Greve Schloss, the fine castle in the valley of the Gievela Bach, could not have been Siegfried's abode. It was not built until the late 12th, early 13th century by Wirish I, Lord of Corrish, and Seneschal of Luxembourg. The keep, also known as the Witch's Tower, was built, witness its curtain walls, in the High Roman style. Nowadays, these stand at only 11 metres. But in their time, they rose to 30 metres, making it one of the loftiest castles in the entire region. In 1300, it was rebuilt in the Gothic style. Late in the 14th century, renovation and expansion works were put in hand, with the construction of a main dwelling in Gothic style and two rectangular towers on the south side. Today, only the southwest tower remains. At ground level stands the chapel consecrated to St. Michael, which gives its name to the chapel tower. Living quarters were built on the first floor. Between 1580 and 1585, further rebuilding in the Renaissance style was undertaken by then-owner Jacques II of Raville. But he ensured that certain fortifications were preserved. In 1728, a Baroque-style south wing was added. In the mid-17th century, still more works took place within the castle precincts, including new living quarters, staterooms, bedrooms, a chapel, churches and annexes.
La 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 la. Gosh, you sing nicely, Micey.
Well, it does sound good in this great big empty hall. Better than a bathroom. And nobody to bother us.
But nobody's here. How are you ever going to be famous?
Oh, Nick, you know I only ever sing for you.
So, after the late 18th century, the lords of Corrish stopped living in the castle. It was neglected and fell into disrepair and ruin. The last owner but one, Pierre Flamand, had some work done to render it safe after 1950. Today, this castle too belongs to the state of Luxembourg. Since the late 1990s, work has been undertaken to conserve and document the historic remains, with a view to the projected installation of new infrastructure. 200 yards west of the Greve Schloss stood in former times the Focke Schloss, of which no trace now remains. This had been the seat of the second knightly family of Corrish, the Fox of Hübingen, who held much land throughout the country. The name Focke Schloss appeared in the 15th century, though the castle itself might well have predated the Greve Schloss. And if it was there that Count Siegfried originated,